how obviously have you approached the discipline with your team as you get ready for tonight?
We would use a different word in this situation. It's about focus, really. Everybody takes penalties, but focus on, staying in the moment in the game. And then that, not assessing the quality of it, whether you agree with it or not, doesn't matter. So just the focus and where we're at, I guess if you're sitting 20 games over 500 and you don't like what somebody does to you, you can try to even it up, but we're not in that situation. So we've got to get our focus right back onto the playing in the moment and then let it go as soon as it happens.
Your team did so many good things in Arizona. What stands out from you to start off this road trip that you can build on there?
Well, I'd like to say our PK, but the two shots beat us, but it was outstanding. You know, it was really, really good. It has been for five or six games. It's really, I think, coming into form. I thought our quickness was good. I think it's a function of the games going into Arizona, the Pittsburgh game and the Detroit game, both whether with speed and quickness. We matched that, and I thought we controlled that. I thought we were real good. And that'll go right into the game tonight. So as much as it's about quickness, it's more about speed. There's a difference between the two. But San Jose's got a tremendous amount of speed, especially coming out of their corners up the ice. They always have. And they can get to the net on you on straight lines, and if you're not in the right place to start, you're not catching them. So we've got some speed as well. I would expect it to be a very fast game.
Paul, you mentioned the focus thing. Is that just mental toughness, like skating away or not letting it get in your head if you don't like the call?
What is it? There's a battle that goes on all night, right, between players, individual one-on-ones, and some gets called and some doesn't. That can't be where we're waiting for where we feel it's an agreement on whether it's called or not. We're going to have to take a few hooks and skate through them, and we're going to have to keep our sticks down because if they go down, we're getting the call. And regardless of it, we're in that situation. So focus, right? It's if you were talking about a team that wasn't competing, right, or wasn't given it, and they are. Like, I'm trying to think of the last game that the video that I brought into the room was us not pushing hard enough and not playing hard enough, and it's been an awfully long time since we've done that. So controlling that emotion and that energy level is just so important for us right now, and the only way to do that is focus on the end goal and don't let anything in between that remove your focus. So whether you think it's fair or not, it doesn't matter.
Paul, is there something specific you would talk about, or about the power play? It struggled the last 8-9 games.
Well, it's a feast or famine for us. Really good at the start of the year, dropped off, came back to really good, dropped off. We've changed personnel around, we've changed schemes around, and we slowed down in my mind because of it. But the quickness is, when it's good, it's quick, right? We're not dusting it off three times and making them. When it's not, you are, you know, and confidence has a lot to do with it. There's not a lot of teams running a whole lot of different schemes. Washington's got a little bit of a different setup, and after that, they're all variations of the same things. The ones that are good get the shots through quickly, and they move the puck to create the shooting lane. So we're slow, and so we work on it, and we get start to get excited about chances instead of goals. You know, try to build some positivity into it because we don't feel that we're that far off with it. And again, we need it to get going for sure, but it's not the defining reason. That we are where we are.
Is the focus of, you talk about the importance of focus.
Yeah.
If, let's say you get a couple of power play opportunities, the guys don't score, do you see them getting frustrated? Could that lead to potentially taking penalties?
No, I don't. There's been maybe one or two in our last 10 where I thought the minutes after our power play weren't great because we were grumbling about what went on the power play. But I haven't seen that. We should be immune to going 2 minutes without a goal and not having us affect our play right now. The power play is important, but it's not the defining number in a game. You play well enough, we're a pretty good 5-on-5 team. We got to get that PK number down. The number, especially on the road, our road number of opportunities. And then we got to keep the puck out of the net. We've been, you know, our last two games, I think, killed the first four and looked really good doing it. And we're plus one, actually, in Detroit, you know. But the volume caught up to us.
Peter said that, you know, when he was in the East, you guys used to talk pretty freely amongst each other over the summer, and maybe that changed a little bit when he came to the West this summer. How are those conversations changed since he's over here?
We've had one conversation about his family, and hope all is well.
Didn't invite you for dinner last night?
Pretty sure our wives talk more than the coaches do. I have not heard from or seen Pete DeBoer since we came into town.
So it was just like when he was in law school. You never saw him, right?
Oh, he was at the rink every day. He got somebody to take notes for him. He's a smart, very, very bright guy. So he was a full-time assistant coach and junior, never missed a practice, never got there 5 minutes before practice, and got a law degree and that works in Michigan and in Ontario. So he's a pretty, pretty bright guy.
When he was at that fork in the road, what did you see a natural coach in him? What was it about him that you brought him on board?
He absolutely was. So he's very, very strong in his beliefs about the game. He's a smart man, so he understands what he sees on the ice and where the team is and how it's playing. Always had, and it, what made him at the time, and we were young. I was 26, he was 25, and he always could get to his point quickly and directly, and he'd give you absolutely his honest opinion. So he was really easy to work with. We kind of coached the team together. I mean, we were both kids, and I think learned from each other, but the ideas of aggressiveness and pace and all the things that we thought were really important in junior hockey, I don't think it's ever changed. His teams and ours, we kind of at times mirror systems and mirror what we're trying to do. They both play fast. They both play aggressively. But I don't know that we've, from the foundation of what we started to believe in when we worked together, has changed one bit in 1993. So it's been a while.
He said he learned communication from you. What have you learned from him?
Profanity, mostly.
That's communication.
There you go. There's a real strength about Peter, and again, founded in intelligence and hard work. But he has a real strong belief in what's right, and he doesn't waver from that. And that strength you can see when he talks to players. So we didn't work together for 20 years after that, and then go back to the World Championships a couple of years ago, and he gets in front of the room and he's going through his power play, and it's just a full on NHL coach, and he's got that conviction in what he says. I mean, he's an honest. One thing Pete was, he was an honest guy. Whether he was 17 years old in the locker room in a junior team trading barbs with everybody. To being a real professional head coach. He's a good one here for sure.
What's the latest on Mark Scheifele, and do you expect him in the lineup tomorrow?
Well, he's having an unfun day right now. And this is not his first hard skate, so he's been now, this will be his third with hard contact. So if he comes in tomorrow, now we're waiting for clearance is what we would be doing. And then I'll talk to him. But he looks right. He feels right. We've been really, really careful with this one, so we won't. If tomorrow he's not at absolutely 100%, we won't consider him for the lineup. If he absolutely is, then we'll sit down with management and have a discussion.
Did you see yesterday?
Off ice.
This is an interesting matchup tonight on the individual basis. You get two guys that have played both forward and defense in their careers, Bufflin for you guys,
right,
and Burns for the Sharks. How do you compare those two players? How are they the same? How are they different?
Oh, wow. So both, I would say, very similar in impact on the game. Slightly different. Brent's probably a little quicker in straight line. Buff can finish his checks a little bit differently. But they both get the puck to the net very, very well. Dustin is, this year especially, rounded into being good at both ends of the ice. Not that he's ever lacked that ability or understanding. He just hasn't spent a whole lot of time on defense, where there was a real structured idea of what he was supposed to do. And he's come off the hammer a little bit in terms of crushing guys and also jumping in all the time, feeling that pressure to create all the time. So we've used him against other teams' best players, and we feel real comfortable. He's a plus defenseman for us this year. So he's been really good. But I think at the end of the day, when I think of both of them, I think of how completely unique they are to the league, being that they've excelled at both positions. And then just in terms of impact on a game, if I'm spending money for hockey tickets, I want to see a guy like that on the blue line.
Is that part of the reason why you've used Dustin on that PK a bit more this year?
For sure. And it takes some pressure and some minutes off of other people. But if you're going to have a guy that's as dominant as Dustin is, you got to be able to put him on the ice all the time. He's got to be able to be on the ice at the end of the game. And if he's on the ice at the end of the game when you're protecting the league, then he's got to be good enough to kill penalties for you. He's a big body. I know if it's on his stick and our end of the ice when we're killing a penalty, the chances are as good as that puck can get down off his stick than anybody else. So we've used him in all parts because he's that big a force for us. We've needed him.
Paul, did you have to talk to Andrew the other night about that penalty at the end of the second?
So I have conversations with all players about all things that I think are important to the team.